Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I have to tell you, this has been fantastic. The conversation has been just very, very informative and very interesting.
It's the truth. And I know this sounds like the broken record, but Christina brings on tremendous, tremendous guests. I mean, Ann and Phoebe do a great job at the social center, and it's very beneficial for any resident. And you brought up a good question. Anybody in Nassau County can use any service except the adult ed, which makes sense because every school district has their own adult ed. And I can't go to Roslyn. I can't go to Mineola. You have to be a resident. But everything else is for free. And the lunch is for free. Or, I mean, it should be a donation. And then Chuck, who's an assemblyman, I never fail to be impressed with how people got there. Mm-hmm. And he's a hardworking guy. But how they got there, and 9 out of 10 times, and actually Dan, who's the director of the whole program, made a statement before, people need passion for an issue. And that's how these people run for, you know. And we're talking about these books that Christina makes. You have passion, honey. I mean, it's passion for these creative things that you make. We're having a party here. I'm not leaving party.
That's right.
But
no,
anyway.
This is for the how many days?
No, we're not for the how many days. Yeah. This is the how many party.
Oh, okay.
This was for. But anyway, but now we're at the Christina Luce Show. So how are you, Christina?
Good. Yesterday was really a great show.
Yep.
Certainly, and I listen. Phoebe Lazarus is one of the most amazing people in North Hempstead. I remember when we had interviewed her when we first started with this program. And, you know, then I think she might have been 90 because, you know, we've been around for almost seven years now.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, my God, she's 90. She's so involved. And then, like, thinking now she's 97 years old. And equal. I mean, she doesn't look any different than the day I met her.
Honestly, this is not TV. You saw her walking.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Makeup, jewelry.
No, and, you know, and it really does go back to the whole, like, finding a passion thing because, you know, she goes in there. She, you know, has been part of the center for so long and all these different programs and her helping people and it's helping her. So, you know, it's this whole mutual thing and it's really, really wonderful. So
it just goes to show you that age is just a number.
Yeah.
And if you stay active.
So is fat, but I mean, I don't, you know.
As we stuff our face with these donuts and cupcakes I brought in. Sorry, guys.
But if you stay on some form of a schedule and you're out there, it is amazing how young you really are and you keep your senses and everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm going to share a quick story that I read in the last week or two, and I'm so annoyed because I can't find it. So I don't know if it's true or a made-up thing, but this goes back to years ago, and somebody's crossing the Arctic or something like this. You know, it's like a 1 month travel. Two different guys set out to do it with their whole camp. One man turned around and said, because the weather goes good and it's bad, we're going to travel as much as we can, as long as we can on the sunny days. In the bad weather, we have to take our time. We'll rest and sleep. The other guy said, we're going to travel the same. He took the mileage, divided it by the number of days. We're going the same distance every day. If it's sunny, we're walking. If it's pouring rain, I don't care. You're walking the same distance every day. Who got there first?
Does this have anything to do with Christina Lou's birthday?
No. This is legit.
Who got there first?
The birthday's legit. Who got
probably,
there first?
Probably,
I got it wrong.
The person that rests? The people that rested?
No. The person who went the same distance every day because they had a system.
See, because I was thinking that might be the one.
And they just kept going, like you were saying.
Right.
So you don't feel like it today, you're 97,
right.
get your backside out of bed, get dressed, put the lipstick on, and get to the store. Versus saying, I'll wait till Sunday when
right.
I feel
no,
better.
True. Valid.
And I would have said,
that.
No, stay home for 2 days.
Right.
When you feel good, go out on Sunday.
Right.
You got to do it every It's consistency.
It is. It really
yeah,
is.
Makes
you know,
sense.
If you have a passion
right.
or something that keeps you
yeah, and it's
on
like a purpose
something.
Too. And it's
yes,
it
absolutely.
Kind of.
And it's and you can move from one to the other as well
mm-hmm.
so that activities such as what Christine is going to talk about today are really important to integrate.
And we'll just give a shout out to Anne Hirsch, because every time I talk to Anne, she's at some kind of activity or some kind of lecture or some kind of exercise class. I mean, she's really, I don't think I've ever talked, I don't think
woman.
I've ever talked to Anne like while she was actually just home.
No, I'm never home. No, never in the house.
So she's definitely a prime example of keeping active, which is wonderful and definitely what we like to hear over here. But we have a lot coming up, so
let's hear it.
Probably won't get to everything because I have, as the days go on.
That's true, because we're getting into September, 2 weeks, and that's when all the programs recommence.
Right, absolutely. And I really want to just remind people, you know, because the time comes, fall's here, and before you know it, winter's here. So we have a wonderful workshop that we're in partnership with NYU Winthrop Hospital. It's called Better Choices, Better Health Workshop. This is really an amazing, amazing workshop. It's a 6 sessions, and each session is based on something else. So there'll be things about learning how to make decisions and solve problems, create an exercise plan you can manage, feel less tired, deal with anger, depression, and other emotions, manage pain and stress, communicate better with your family, friends, and health professionals, use medicine safely and properly, eat healthy, understand your treatments better, and make decisions, plan for future healthcare. So the whole kind of motto is feel better, get connected, take control of your life. So as you could see, it's really all aspects of your well-being will be addressed in this, which I think is really, really wonderful. You get this workbook, and it's really a great, great program. So I encourage people, there's only limited spots left, so if you are interested and can commit to these 6 sessions, please call 311 or 869-6311. It's going to kick off on September 25th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center.
Okay, good.
So I really recommend people go because, you know, what I love is you get this workbook, too, so you have this practical knowledge that you could use, you know, whenever the time may be. So definitely check that out. Also hot off the presses are the seasonal flu shots.
God, it just seems...
It's crazy to think, but you know, we're partnered with Northwell Health for our nurses and New Health, and it's really important to, you know, they're starting these in September because it's kind of a good time to start getting those flu shots. So they are, this is a mouthful, so bear with me, everyone. The shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative free. It is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60.
Can you explain the difference?
Wouldn't that be so great if I could, though? What I do know as far as the enhanced vaccine, you know, a lot of times that's recommended for seniors.
Right.
And for this as well, we always recommend you talk to your doctor about that.
Right.
And if he thinks that's the best one for you, get it there. But they don't do it because there's not enough research on the enhanced vaccine. So that's why our nurses do not provide.
Right. That makes sense. We're going to do the basics.
Right. So that's that. But it's going to kick off on Wednesday, September 26th at the Great Neck Social Center. It'll be at the Port Washington Senior Center on September 27th. Michael J. Tully Park, which is in New Hyde Park, on October 3rd. And the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center on October 10th. You must make an appointment for this. And they ask that you bring your Medicare card. I mean, it's going to be no charge to you, obviously. They're free, but they ask for your Medicare card.
But if you have a card...
Right, they're able to. Right,
the
they're
card.
Able to bill. Right.
Right, right.
But you don't have to pay anything.
Right,
so we just want everyone to be clear about that. So please, I think it's always a good thing to get ahead of the game of these things. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to make an appointment. And I've already, just sitting here, I've been picking up the SRs. I just got like 3 appointments. So
really? Okay.
Yeah, apparently people are thinking proactively, which we like to hear. And speaking of thinking proactively, our Pioneer newsletter will hopefully be coming out in the month of September. I've been working on it, so I'm sending it over to Draft Now. And it's really tied into the Joint Advisory Committee program we're going to be doing this year. And it's called Getting Ready for Jack Frost. It's going to be on Thursday, October 25th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at Clint G. Martin Park. It's really, we used to do this Jack Frost program and we're bringing it back because it's a really great program to get people thinking and prepared to have all of their things in order. The guest speakers are going to be Shari Baton, who is our mobility manager over our Project Independence, and Eileen Bitar, who's from AAA, and they're going to discuss traveling safely in ice and snow. Then we have Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our nurses, and Margaret Gatsonis, who is a fabulous PI exercise instructor, and they're going to discuss staying healthy during the winter months. And then we have John Driscoll, who's the second assistant chief of the Carle Place Fire Department, and Jamie Luke Alano, who is from Albertson Hardware. They are going to discuss home safety and preparing your home for winter.
Wow.
There's going to be light refreshments served, and space is limited too, so you need to call 311 to register for this. But it's really a great kind of picture of you know, staying prepared, and it really will tie into the Pioneer that's going to have all kind of tips and things to do and kits and what
and
to
when
do.
When is this
it.
Again?
This is October 25th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Clinton G. Martin Park.
Perfect.
So definitely, I really recommend people go, because you will walk away with some
good
golden nuggets, which we like over here. Also, popping off on Monday is the final Fun Day Monday, which they've had a rough season with all these bizarre weather.
Half of them were probably canceled.
It was, yeah, well, some were. I think they had to cancel one or two, but then other times it was on Thursdays, which was the rain date, so they were all out of whack. But it looks like the weather will be lovely for Monday. And that is a Monday, August 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the last Fun Day Monday, and it is called Hometown USA. It's at North Hempstead Beach Park, and it's a salute to the armed forces, which is really, really lovely. So there'll be entertainment. I mean, there'll be all kinds of wonderful things there. And it's one of my actual favorite ones because it's a great, great tribute to all the veterans. And the classic car show will be there, too, which is amazing.
That's nice.
So that's, and there's transportation available. So if you need transportation, please call 311 to...
I know, like, this senior center is the one. They pick them up at certain, you know, spots.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood, so...
Yeah, it's really wonderful. Also, there's a great talk coming up on September 18th. It is fraud prevention. It's going to be presented by Tara Dubay, who's the assistant manager at Ridgewood Savings Bank. She's going to discuss how to spot and prevent the common scam. And that is going to be at Fuchsillo Park, which is in Carl Place, from 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. And we're always trying to get people on board with these scam preventions as well. So definitely try and attend that if you are around. Then the next day, we could have you very busy on September 19th. It's called Read It Before You Eat It. It's presented by the Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County, and you can come and learn why it's important to read and understand the ingredients on food labels, because I'm sure all of us know you've looked and there's like all kinds of bizarre words and you're not exactly sure what is inside certain things. So they will tell you how to kind of translate that and what to look for. So that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens, which is in Westbury, and that's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on September 19th.
I eat these Cliff Builder bars.
Yes.
And also Cliff Bars. Mm-hmm. So now I've given up the Builders and just go to the Cliff. The Cliff says oat, raisin, this, that,
bar.
And the other thing. Cliff Bars are just high-calorie cookies.
Yeah.
but the Cliff Builder is more protein. And when you read the Cliff Builder, I have no idea what's in it. Every word has about
like
15
oxon,
words.
Or like those weird, oxon, like, yeah.
I'm like, where? And so recently I said, you know, that doesn't make sense. I'm not like I'm a bodybuilder, for God's sake. I'm giving that up. It's just, you know, the other one, it's typical ingredients like would be in a cookie, you know, but it's raisins and it's oats and it's chia seeds and flax seeds or something like that.
Yeah, I love a Cliff
Bar. If you don't know what's in there, it's amazing.
You know, John, it's interesting what you're noting here, because a lot of this stuff that pumps us up as far as weight is because the companies want to sell, and they'll use health as the come-on, but it's a come-on. That's really what it is.
Good point.
No, it's a really good point. You know, especially now, you know, obviously there are certain buzzwords that everyone, oh, you know, because I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I'm like, that looks healthy. I'm going to get this, you know, not really looking at what's inside it. So I think it is definitely important that, you know, to look past the packaging. And see what's
But more specifically for a senior.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because you learn, I mean, unfortunately, as we age, it just seems you wind up on more medications.
That's correct.
So now you're taking these chemicals in a candy bar that you think is healthy and nutritious, but all of a sudden you may be on three pills. There may be an interaction.
No, you know, it's interesting you said that too, because I was actually having this conversation with my mom, because we were talking, you know, she's been trying to lose weight. She's been, you know, doing really well. And then there was, you know, she was like, you don't realize how much sugar is in like certain things you would never even expect.
Right, right. Okay.
Because she was trying to incorporate more yogurts, and you have to be so careful. You know, you think you're getting, oh, like you're eating yogurt, it's like wonderful. And then you really see, like on some of them, like the insane amount of sugar just in a yogurt, you know.
Wow, okay.
And there has been movies that have come out their documentary mm-hmm. in Nature, saying that sugar is addictive and it makes you want more.
More, right.
But remember, it's the people that are selling this that are making money off of
right.
you. That's what you have to consider.
Yeah.
It's they're telling you it's for your health. They don't really care about your health. What they care is how they can get into your pocket and get your money.
Yeah, so absolutely. So I recommend everyone goes and checks that out because it's always good to walk away with some good knowledge. Also, we've been promoting that I really want to encourage people. Oh, we're almost running out of time. So I guess I'll go back to that when we come in because this is a long announcement.
Oh, it's a long one?
Yes.
We'll take an early break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.